Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And I thank you ever so much for tuning in to my show this evening. I'm happy that you're here. This is Allison, and my guest tonight is John Davis, and he was on our show once before, and I'm delighted to bring him back again. And some of you might be asking, well, who is John Davis? John is a teacher, a speaker, and a healer who has a very unique story. He is the subject of the book John of Old, John of New by Sharon Prince. John has had, to date, 19 psychic intuitives, and many of them, unsolicited, tell him of his past life as John the Beloved Apostle. And this led him to find a past life regressionist, and under hypnosis, John remembered meeting, walking with, and learning from Jesus. And it was soon after that that John, you know, began his work, and he began to witness some very miraculous events. And to date, hundreds of healings and life-altering experiences have transpired through John's assistance. And I just want to say that I myself personally have had a healing with John, and I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit. But for now, I just kind of want to bring him on board and say, hi, John, thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be back again. I really enjoyed our time last time, and really looking forward to this evening as well.
Wonderful. Let me give everyone that's listening your website. Certainly, if you're listening, you can go to the front page of BBS, and you can click on Visible by Numbers, and there will be a direct link to his website, but you can also go to www.johnofpeniel.com.
Well, it is not just johnofpeniel.com.
Uh-huh.
Peniel spelled P-E-N-I-E-L.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little story behind that as well. I was John of New for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing the artwork for one of my meditation CDs, I was actually informed by source to change my name to John of Peniel.
They like to change names back in the biblical days. You know that, right?
Well, I found that out later on, of course, but then I found out about the Edgar Cayce predictions of John the Beloved reincarnating and being named John, and would take the name Peniel in his work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was rather interesting to me to find that after the fact. But, so I did that, and it's been an amazing shift ever since that change. Actually, we've seen amazing growth since the name change.
Right. Well, then let me just go ahead and say it again for our listeners. It's John of Peniel, and I'll spell it P-E-N-I-E-L.com. And if you go on John's website, certainly there's a lot more detailed biography on him. He has a blog that's really wonderful. There's resource pages, products, events, all about him. And that's, you know, really where you want to hop on over and take a look at that while you're listening to the show. And if you don't mind, John, I'm just going to humor myself. But I think everyone should know that, you know, I personally went to see John. He was at Susan Duvall's. She does some really wonderful seminars down in the Doylestown, Philly area of Pennsylvania. And I saw John's face being advertised on one of her events, and I was just immediately drawn to him, and so I made arrangements to go see him for a healing. And I got to tell you guys that, you know, I could be a tough cookie. I am a numerologist. I've been around psychic and mediums all my life. I've been around healers all my life. But, you know, I'm a little bit of a skeptic, and sometimes I'm a tough person to impress because I've seen a lot of it. I've seen the really, really best at what they do. And so, but I was so drawn to John, and he probably wished I didn't walk through that door. But I walked in, and so John, you know, very kindly spoke to me for a while, and then he took my hands. And what I really witnessed was, you know, there was just something that John was doing with his hands that neither you, myself, or anybody on this planet, for that matter, could actually do, because actually every single muscle, every single nerve, everything in his hands was totally twitching and vibrating, and you could feel it. It was almost amazing to feel that type of energy flowing through his hands into you. And I will tell you that I was having a great deal of difficulty with arthritis in my back. I also had it was just uncomfortable. I had a problem with bursitis in my hips. You know, I had been limping around for the better part of a year. I had tried many, many things on my own. And after my session with John, I went home the next day. You know, I went home, and then the next day when I got up, I was amazed. It was like everything was gone. I was walking with my normal gait. I had much more stamina. I wasn't in pain. So it definitely was a healing for me. And I was really ever so appreciative of that, John. But what really amazed me is just what you do with your hands, because I don't think anybody physically is capable of making every muscle in their hand move the way it does with yours.
Well, I actually, it's a very interesting thing. In healing sessions, what I do is I step aside and I allow myself to be a doorway for healing. So I let energy come down through my body. What my experience is, I feel it come down through my head. And as it comes down to my head, it actually comes down my right side.
Uh-huh.
And it goes to the person from the right. And then when they release their ailment, when they release their dis-ease, then I feel it come up my left side. And so what happens to me is I feel my right hand twitching and popping, like you're saying, and then suddenly I feel my left hand twitching and popping. And then I feel what, the best way to describe it is a circle or a vortex, where the energy is coming down my right, up my left, down my right, up my left, and it's making it just a circle of energy. When it comes to my crown chakra, it actually goes out, and then something else comes back in. So it's connecting to something higher. To say I know exactly what it is, I attribute it to being the source of all, God, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
I call it God because my mom was Catholic.
Right.
But I believe it's just opening the source and letting the source work through. So the tremors, the twitching and the popping in the hand, is actually just, you know, that energy flowing through my body. I have no control over it myself either.
I know, but it's an amazing thing to witness, because you're sitting there, logically your mind is going, how the heck is he doing that? That's just not possible. I couldn't practice for a million years to get my hands to do that. So that, and therein lies the validation that this is coming from something other than you. This is, you know, this is definitely something from greater source, and also rather amazing experience. And also, you know, not only that, but just the fact that, and even to this day, John, I have to say, I can remember prior to going to see you, I actually had my doctor prescribe some Vicodin, and I don't like to take drugs, but the pain just trying to go to the mall with my daughters was excruciating. And anything after a half an hour, my back was really hurting, my hips were hurting, and I was really feeling ancient and very old, to tell you the truth. And so on a few occasions, I had broken down, and finally, because I was in so much pain, I took the pill just to stop the pain. And I haven't even taken a Tylenol since the day we had the healing. I've never even got anywhere close to them, because I never wanted them in the first place, but I was just overwhelmed sometimes by pain. So that was really kind of, you know, to this day, and I don't know, it's been a couple years, don't you think? It's been quite a while.
Yeah, it's been at least 2 years, because I met you at one of the sessions, I think it was two sessions ago, and I haven't been back to seeing the balls in quite some time now, so it's been close to 2 years.
Right, it's been a while. I have to say,
though, one of the things that's most important, and one of the things that I really want to say is that it's your faith that is actually healing you. You know, because the energy, yes, is coming through, but I've worked with lots and lots of people, and there is the moment of working with someone who doesn't allow it to happen in their own faith, and in other words, they won't take it or they won't believe it. You said you had validation because of the tremors in the hand, and so it gave you the opportunity to believe it. If you had not believed it, then I truly believe you would have had to take Vicodin at some point. Because when the reality is, it's you, your faith is healing you.
Sure.
That source of, you know, God.
Right, exactly. Well, I remember I gave you such a hard time coming in because I said, I have incredible faith in the divine source. I have incredible faith in healers. But I had not been able to facilitate my own healing. I couldn't fix it despite the meditation, despite all the Reiki, despite all the positive intentions. I couldn't fix it. So I decided, I asked you, I don't know if you recall, but I said, if I believe in you, is that good enough? And you said, well, I think that's good enough. And so we proceeded with the thing. So I did have incredible faith. But it was, you know, it had to be, you know, it was like, you know, I've already tried to heal this, you know. So anyhow, I'm not 100% certain, John, but I think I might have heard a beep. So if you don't mind, I just want to take a second and see if anybody had called into the show. So just hold on.
Sure.
Did we have anybody call into the show? Is anybody there?
I'm still here.
Well, at least you're still here. That's a good thing. All right, well, that's fine.
I heard the beep as well, so I'm assuming you're there.
Okay, well, if anybody's there, speak up, because otherwise we're going to move on. We need the clock. Tick, tick, tick. Okay, we're moving on. And if you if you called in the show and got dropped by any chance, you know, please call back to the show. John is going to be taking your questions. He will be also taking your calls. He will be doing healings on air for our listeners. So I do want to give out the toll-free numbers, which is toll-free 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. And if I said those numbers too quickly, just go to the front page at bbsradio.com, and the numbers are right there. Now, John, I do want to talk to you because you've got so many new things on your website. You've got meditations. You've got books. So I want you to talk about some of the stuff that you've got going on the website.
I heard another beep. Can we go with that first?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's check. Do we have somebody on the line? Do we have a caller to the show? Hello? It sounded like they got dropped again, John.
Yeah, okay. Well, one of my big and very exciting projects that I'm working on is every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, I do a Healing Earth meditation. And that meditation is designed to create what I call the global Maharishi effect. You know, they took the Maharishi effect was the fact that these meditators could go into an area and meditate, and during the time they're there, the crime rate would drop and all those sort of things. And what I did was I decided if I could get enough people around the world to meditate on a healthy planet, that we would be able to create a global Maharishi effect and actually affect great change on our planet. And so every Sunday night at 9, I do this meditation, and you can go to the website and download it for free and just join us at 9, and we have a little comment board on our page that we can put comments up. And eventually, my hope is to be able to go out around the country and to join some of these groups and do the meditations live with them as well.
Well, that's wonderful, John. That's beautiful. I'm excited about that. Okay, well, let's put that on hold for a minute because I know that we got the beep again. So let's see if we got our caller back. Who's calling, please?
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine, my dear. Thank you.
Good. And so you, this is John. Go ahead and talk to me.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I have a question regarding my ears, and I'm hoping that maybe you can help me with it.
Sure. What's going on?
4 years ago, I ended up getting a little bit of, well, actually 10 years ago, I got an outer ear infection. And 4 years ago, it became chronic.
Okay.
The same kind of infection, and it just keeps coming over and over again. I have it presently in both my ears. I can feel it kind of coming on, and I've been to the doctors, and there's nothing they can do about it. They can't even give me any information about it. So I was hoping that maybe you could tune in and give me some information, and if not, a healing.
Sure. Well, let me ask real quickly, what year did it start in?
I believe it started in my right ear to begin with.
Okay. So, to me, that's really important because of the giving and receiving, like I was talking about earlier, the right side, the left side. You know, the hearing and the right side and the left side of the body is a representation of giving and receiving love in some form. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our body, being a representation of our belief, will then take something that happened or an event in our life and will actually stop the offender, as it were, which means at some point in your life, something may have been said or something may have been done that would make it something that you that would then manifest in your ear. Does that make sense to you?
Say that. I'm sorry. What was the last question you just asked me?
I said, does that make sense to you?
It does. The infection set in after the loss of a child, after loss
yeah.
of a pregnancy. Excuse me. So it set in right immediately afterwards.
Right, right. And let me ask you a question. When during that time that the child was lost, and you first heard that news, how did that affect you?
Oh, I knew it had happened days before. It was not the first loss. We had had multiple, and I knew it was going to be the last time that we would attempt to have a child. So it was. It's always devastating for a mother, always.
Right.
But I knew that that it was. I'd always said that, you know, that it would have to come to this for me to not want to bring a child into this world, and so it did.
Right, right. So you don't want to hear it again. You don't want to hear about that anymore.
That's right.
So there you go. So you actually have just created a situation where you don't want to hear about it anymore. And then your ears started having problems. Does
Correct.
That make sense?
Yes,
okay.
It does.
So let me ask you this question. Is today a good day to put that down?
It absolutely is.
All right. Then what I would like you to do is we're going to take this present moment and we're going to now declare a different belief. Okay? And what we're going to declare is we're going to declare perfect hearing and perfect ears. Okay? We're going to start with the word thank you. And I don't know what your deity of choice is. You know, I say God, some people say goddess, some people say source. Whatever you want to say is fine, because it's all the same source as far as I'm concerned. But what I say is, thank you, God, for the perfect hearing, perfect ears that I am receiving. Amen. And so, why don't we do that together? Just repeat after me, if you would, and put in your deity of choice. thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For the perfect ears that I am receiving.
That I am receiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, let me tell you what you just did, and it's really important to know that. When you thank for something, you mean it's already done. Because you ask for a glass of water, and as soon as it hits your hand is when you say thank you. Then you said, I am. Well, I am is an interesting thing because it's a present moment statement. It means it's already done. It also just happens to be God's name, according to Moses. The Bible says, whatever you wish, ask in God's name, and it is granted. And then most people don't know what amen really means, but amen means so be it, which means it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what just happened here was you said, thank you, God, for the perfect hearing I am receiving, and you asked in God's name. And so if the Bible is right, and you have declared it in your present moment, and you've asked in God's name, the Bible says that it's granted. How do you feel about that?
It's granted. I'm relieved. Thank you.
Yes. Now, all I want you to do is take a breath now. Take a big breath. And on this, what I'm going to do is now that we've done that, is I'm going to open up on this side. And as you breathe, as you exhale, what I want you to do is completely relax every muscle. And completely relax every muscle. And then when you inhale, let that relaxed sensation fill your body. Okay?
Okay.
So just take a quick breath and feel that relaxation. And when you breathe in, feel the perfect health, the perfect hearing, the perfect ears. Feel your body. You are in perfect state. How do you feel now?
Happy. I feel happy.
And that is the feeling of your perfect health.
Yes, thank you.
You are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. And as long as you believe it, it is your faith that creates it. So long as you hold on to this faith that I have that perfect hearing right here, right now, then you will.
Okay, all right,
sweetie. I'll hold on to that.
Okay. And be sure to email me and let me know how it goes for you, all right? I mean, tell me your success story. All right, sweetie.
I will. Thank you very much. God bless you both.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I do believe, John, that the last time that you were on the show, you did a couple of healings, and we got some really positive feedback, so that was really wonderful. And it's also, you know, it has to be said, thank you so much, too, for, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the radio show to do healings for people. I think that's really, you know, kind of a wonderful thing, too.
Well, thank you. My goal in life is to empower as many people as possible. And I look at the chance to do healing as an opportunity to show them how they can tap into the power within themselves.
Sure.
And so my goal is to get on as many radio shows as possible and do exactly this so that I can spread this word. Because in reality, every avatar of the past, you know, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Gandhi, Muhammad, all of them said the power was within you.
Sure. Yes,
it is. And so it's a matter of then those of us in this present moment taking that power and stepping into our own divinity.
Sure. So let me ask you something, John, because you know you really have been on this mission, you know, understanding what your divine purpose is. But this has been rather a life-changing, life-altering. Kind of like not so sure as that this would have been something you would have chosen, but this has really changed your life.
Oh, absolutely. When I was first told many, many years ago, I immediately ran away from it. I wanted nothing to do with it. You know, I was Catholic. You know, the whole concept of reincarnation and that kind of work is kind of blasphemous in my family's belief, right?
Sure.
But when I started seeing, I'm very fortunate. I literally have seen crippled children stand and blind men see, and had a lady who came with debilitating muscular dystrophy. She showed up at a festival that I was working at, and she got out of the car. It took her an hour to get to where I was in the park. I had no idea she was coming. It took her an hour to get to where I was in the park. It's a five-minute walk from the front gate, but it took her an hour. And she was taking five pills a day to keep her eyelids open. And what happened was she came in, and by the time she got to me, we did the work. And that afternoon, she didn't need a rest. She walked around the festival the entire day. Then she actually performed a real miracle. She ate, you know, festival food without, you know, puking, which I can't do personally, but... The interesting thing about it is she couldn't eat solid food before that day.
Wow.
And so she actually, in 5 minutes' time, had none of her symptoms of muscular dystrophy again. And one of the reasons I brought her up is because of something you said earlier, is, you know, if I have faith in you, does it work? Well, yes, it does.
Right.
If your belief is that it will work with this person, then it will work because it's your belief that says it will work.
Sure. All right. Well, you've got a lot of testimonials, I mean, but I'm sure many of them. I do want to point out the books that you have, because you've got a couple of new books that are out. Is that correct?
Well, I've got one new book out and one that's being written right now. My wonderful assistant, Holly, who is also my wrangler, Holly was wonderful and compiled a lot of my writings from my blog, which has become pretty popular, and she categorized it into different, and she basically takes the pathway from fear to love, and she created a book called Signs Along the Path.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a collection of those essays. And we've had a lot of great feedback on that book as well.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Sharon Prince's book is still out. It's on Amazon.com. It's John of Old, John of New.
Sure.
And I currently am writing a book called The Simple Path, and which is why Signs Along the Path is kind of a companion to that. And basically what The Simple Path is about, it's about, you know, I had a very convoluted story about how I came to my spiritual beliefs.
Sure.
But by the time I came through all that convoluted story, it all came down to a very simple belief structure of mine now. The further down my path I go, the simpler my faith becomes.
Sure.
And it really comes to the point that we are the creators, and we are in the present moment creating. And the past is residual, is the old effect, and the future, it will be exactly what we create with our beliefs, our thoughts, words, and deeds. And that's my key with healing as well, is that together with the thought, word, and deed, in the present moment, we create our experience.
Mm-hmm, sure. Well, that when will that one be published?
Well, it's going through editing, so I'm hoping within the year. Hoping within the year.
Sure. Okay. Well, listen, John, I'm pretty sure we heard another beep, so let's take our next caller. So who's calling, please?
It's Glenda in Maryland.
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
Hi, Allison. I'm amazed at John.
Oh, I'm amazed at him, too. So that's two of us.
I've been listening. I was wondering if John could help me speak clearer and better, like in public or in a group reading or...
What part of Maryland are you from right now?
Southern Maryland, down in Leonardtown, Maryland, all the way at the end of Maryland.
Oh, I'm originally from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, so I know a lot of that area. And this is actually, right now, I'm in the middle of performing my comedy show. I do a comedy show as well, and I'm performing that at the Maryland Renaissance Festival right now on the weekend.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, let's talk about your voice. May I ask why, who in your life it was that made you feel as timid as you are?
Oh, probably because perhaps for some reason I never felt I was good enough.
Yeah.
I would say my father.
Yeah. The interesting thing is, you know, when we suffer from self-doubt and self-worth, it's always because of the fact that somewhere in our past, someone has given us a belief system. And that belief system is that we are not worthy or not good enough. And I can tell you that you're talking to someone who has been right where you are. Because my father was, you know, his father was an alcoholic, died of cirrhosis of the liver. My father had the same personality. And he actually, my father was, you know, not a very nice man to me. And his catchword for me was the bum. And so I understand where that is. But the interesting thing is, how I was able to get past it, and I speak in front of groups all the time, and I perform my show in front of thousands of people. The way I was able to get past it was I had to realize that was a different part of my life, that I am now creating a new part of my life, and I'm moving into a new place. And the reality of it is that your experience that you are creating is, and I say that very specifically, you are creating, because it's your subconscious belief that allows you to have that debilitating experience. So is today the day that you create something different?
Glenda, you still with us?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm taking that word for word.
So is today the day?
Is today the day?
It all makes sense to me, yes. And I've always loved music and could never sing. I got a coarse voice, hard, you know what I mean.
Great. Oh, yeah. So today is the day then, yes? Yeah, so Glenda, today is the day. Today is the day that we're going to set this down and we're going to move forward.
Okay.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Glenda, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to say, just repeat after me, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For the confident life.
For the confident life.
I am living.
I am living.
With a clear voice.
With a clear voice.
and a joyful expression of self.
And a joyful expression of self.
That I am receiving.
That I am receiving.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. I may have to perform a wedding ceremony soon. My niece is getting married, and she asked me if I could do this, but my problem is getting up in front of a lot of people, and I need to work on that. And I want to thank you.
Wait up.
You're not done yet.
I don't want you to work on it.
Okay?
I don't want you to try anything. I am receiving.
I already feel better.
Yes. But if you stay in the mindset of working and receiving, you already have it right now. And
I have it right now.
I am confident, and I am a public speaker. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. I like that.
You are quite welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Allison. Bless you, honey.
Bye-bye, honey. You got to tie her down and get that healing finished there.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting.
She was in a hurry to go because maybe she's going off to practice. I don't know.
Yeah, probably so. It's interesting, you know, people come in, and a lot of times they'll come in for a healing. And I have one lady who came, and she was very much in the mindset of, oh, my God, I'm going to go see the reincarnation of John the Apostle. And she got herself so psyched out. You know, and for me, I don't even talk about that much anymore because, it's not important. That's what it was 2,000 years ago. It only matters who you are right now.
Right.
And she came in, and she was so psyched out that nothing could happen in the healing room with me. And she walked out of the healing room, and Holly, who I've been training for a couple of years here, Holly immediately sat her down, and the healing happened in the lobby.
Oh, dear.
because she just couldn't get her mind around it. Very interesting.
Well, the one thing that you said to Glenda, and I have to say that so many people, you know, going back to their childhood, going back to whether it could have been a parent, it could have been just bullies in school, it could have been a teacher, it could have been friends, and somewhere, somehow, the self-esteem and self-worth gets eroded. And what it is you've agreed with those people, you know, that you must be worthless, you know. But this is a new day, a new time, and it's our choice. It's a choice to choose to be, you get to say who you are, never letting anyone else define who you are. You define it. And you know, so many people walk around wounded from words that were said eons ago. Even into their adulthood, they're still suffering. And so it's really kind of a, you know, really profound, Glenda's problem, and also your healing of that, and you're addressing that. So I really kind of appreciate it as I sat here and listened.
Well, I'm glad. There's something that came through on one of the, every so often I do channeling sessions as well, and one of the phrases that came through that was very powerful for me was the concept of drawing time close.
Uh-huh.
Because the more present you are, the less junk you have disease or ailment about.
Sure.
So,
I agree. Right? I agree. Why drag your past around? Like, it's like almost envisioning or visualizing, you know, all these weights that are just around your neck. You know, it's just be in the now and make conscious choices about what that now is, you know, and let go of all that stuff. And, and sometimes it's hard for people to wrap their mind around that. But it is a choice. It is a personal choice. You know, sometimes when I say to people, confidence is a choice, they go, oh, you know, you're right. It's like, yeah, right. You know, and it's kind of funny. And you know, even with public speaking, I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm on a radio show. I've been hosting this show for 3 years. I can assure everyone that's listening in a listening audience that if you took me back to 2003 to the first workshop that I ever did, I was shaking like a leaf at the very thought of walking out in front of a room full of people. And it was one of the most difficult things I ever did, but it was also one of the most empowering things that I ever did. And I created a monster. No, I'm just kidding. but I got over it. I got over it. And what sometimes you're most afraid of ends up being one of your greatest gifts. You know,
Absolutely. It
could be one of your greatest gifts. So anyhow, John, I do want to point out, if you don't mind, that you have a lot of meditations, audios, on your website, self-healing, healing the earth, which is what you discussed, and getting a free download of that one so that you, when do you hold that particular one?
I set that up at 9 o'clock on Sunday night. Sunday night. And I ask people to do it 9 o'clock in their time zone.
Okay.
So that basically we're creating a wave of energy around the world.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, so, but you also can get the actual CD of that. You have some channelings. Now, when did you realize that you were channeling? I know myself that sometimes, I'll address something to somebody, and I'm like, wow, I'm really smart and stuff, because I just didn't know I had those words inside of me. And then that's when oh, my God, that really wasn't me. Or I'll write somebody an email response. I'll go back and look at it, and I'm somewhat amazed at what I had written because I don't even remember writing it. So when did you realize that you were channeling?
Well, the first time I realized that something bigger was talking through me, I actually was talking to a man who was considering committing suicide, and the most eloquent words that ever came out of me went to him. And I was like, wow, that was pretty good. You know, I was all proud of myself, right? and then later on that afternoon, I was around the corner. I heard him talking to someone else, and I heard him say the young lady who was talking to me walked up and said, she says, you know, you look like you're in a bad way earlier. Are you okay? He says, yeah. He says, I came over and I talked to John, and sometimes talking to John is like talking to God. And I realized that it wasn't me, and I had that issue. But what happened in the past year was, you know, I'm getting married in a couple months now, and my fiance was sitting in a room with me one day when I was meditating, and all of a sudden, during my meditation, I started just talking, and it wasn't really me. And so we've had these long channeling sessions now where people come and we get groups together, and we just, you know, I go into meditation, and if something comes through, and sometimes I just sit down and write. But we've had some amazing, you know, hour-long channeling sessions that have come through, and really pretty powerful stuff. And
right.
It always is loving, and sometimes it comes across, you know, very strongly stated,
mm-hmm.
but it's always from a loving place, and that's always the most amazing thing to me. It's the fact that it always is very true and very much from a loving place.
Yeah. Well, I remember that during my healing that you started talking to me, and you said that sometimes that happens during a healing, and you
mm-hmm.
were saying things to me, so I kind of remember that too. So do you have some upcoming events that you want to talk about besides being on this wonderful show tonight, which is...
Well, this wonderful show is of course wonderful, but we have right now this fall is a very busy time for me. I've taken a lot of time to do a lot of writing this fall. I'm still doing some performing of my comedy show, which is coming down to the end of the year here. My next major event that I'm doing with my John Epeniel speaking is actually we're going up into Canada. I can't even remember the name of the town right now, I'm sorry to say, but it's on the website. And we're doing a whole weekend event based on the Simple Path. I'm doing my Simple Path keynote address on Friday night, and then we're doing Walking the Simple Path workshop.
Oh, wow.
And then private healings Saturday and Sunday.
Wonderful.
So,
and the name of that town is Creemore, I believe.
Oh, right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't have my website open. I'm glad you do.
Okay, so that's a rather major event. I know that you're doing a little bit more radio. I saw that you were on Daria's show.
Yes.
Wow.
Fantastic show.
Well,
we got to do a whole bunch of stuff about, it was very interesting because the people who called in that show, there's a whole bunch of stuff about stepping into the next level of their work.
Right.
And it's really interesting to me. It seems like right now a lot of people who are, you know, spiritually inclined are really coming to a place where they really feel like they need to step into another next level. They can feel, you know, the undercurrent, as it were. And, you know, maybe as a numerologist, you might know something a little bit more about that than I do. Because I will say, when you did your readings for me and my fiance Kelly, and for my 6-year-old, you pegged us so perfectly and so spot on. It was the best numerology reading I've ever had in my life. And we were all very impressed.
Well, that's sweet of you to say. I know that you know, I'm the kind of person that long time ago, 10 years ago, you know, I just kind of said, put that prayer to God and said, well, if this is what you wanted me to do, open the doorway. And then I made that second statement, which was, and I promise I'll go through that doorway and any other one that you put before me. I promise I'll just always walk the path. Well, I swear every single year it just seems as though he's challenging me more and more and more. And, you know, you talk about stepping it up. I mean, it's like, yeah, you're stepping it up for sure. And I think that I think with light workers especially, I think it sometimes gets even harder and harder to stay grounded and centered in your work and being in a place of gratitude and joy and love. And I think that one thing I love most about you is your message is just be love. It's all about love. And I think that it doesn't matter what faith, it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, from Buddha or the Hopi Indians or whatever, every faith boils down to love, unconditional love of each other, being love. And this is your major message, right?
Oh, absolutely. I see, you know, there's this apostle named John who wrote this one little phrase, that God is love. and the interesting thing about that is when I had my past life regression, the thing that came through most powerfully, and probably the most powerful statement for me in my regression, was everything is love, and we were given fear as a tool to experience love fully.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really here to come to know love, come to know God, you know. And the fear is our separation, our duality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a time now for all of us to kind of end that duality and go back to our oneness with our source, with the God that
right.
we, you know, that is around us in all things.
Right. Right. And that's a very powerful message. I again, I want to direct everyone to John's website, John of Peniel, and that's spelled PENIEL.com. And on his website, certainly John has a blog and messages, and you can subscribe to the blog. There's products where the meditation CDs and books are available. I'll tell you all about John's events. Certainly there is testimonials there as well, contact information. And I do want to let our listening audience know that we do have about 10 minutes left on the show. And if you want to call into the show and experience a healing with John, or if you just, maybe you're a healer yourself, and you would just like to ask John a question or two, or maybe you're just curious about his story, which is a very interesting story, you're more than welcome to call into the show. Again, I'm going to give those numbers. You can call in toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can call in at 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. And I have to say, John, that in my lifetime, you know, as I said, I guess you could call me like a seeker in a way of someone that is, mind is always open to the infinite possibilities. I know that numerology, if you study the language, it talks about healers and prophets, and it talks about psychics and mediums and past lives and karma and all of these things. And so that really made me extremely curious about all aspects of all things spiritual. So I've had the wonderful opportunity to work with amazing channelers and psychics and mediums and healers throughout my life. I have to say, and I'm going to say this with complete certainty, that when somebody asks me, who do you recommend for a healer, you're the first person that I recommend. Because I really think that you are that extraordinary. And I think that my listeners should know that, because I don't usually, you know, I have this really weird thing about energy healings and stuff. My body has a tendency to be, really go wackadoodle with that sort of stuff. So I'm a little bit cautious about, I don't know if it's just because, I don't know, maybe my vibration is just a little strange or odd. But I always am very thoughtful before I choose, you know, to have healings and stuff. But I do, if anyone asks me, you're the guy, you're the man, you're the go-to guy. I really mean that sincerely. There's also something to be said for being in your presence, which you may not be aware of that, but I just want to share with my listeners, if you don't mind. You just have to sit down and be quiet for a moment. Okay,
yes,
so,
ma'am.
You know, it's kind of, you have someone that's got the face of an angel in many ways, but also there's a penetrating look. There's just something about John that definitely feels, whether it's energetically, you know, connecting to that, but there's just something about being in your presence that one senses, perhaps, you know, the deep connection that you have to the God source, I know that when I looked into your eyes, when I looked into your picture, that's what drew me to you. But then being in the same room with you, you know, that was definitely confirmed by me. And being somewhat renowned for being an intuitive, you know, I pretty much take my own advice.
Right.
And I know it's, you know, it's like, you know, you call them as you see them, you know. And so, you know, I pretty much call you as a healer every time. So it was an extraordinary experience.
I appreciate that, and what's interesting to me is to, you know, I feel the same way about your reading to me, because I thought it was just as powerful. And if you guys want to hear some more stories about really miraculous healings, we just started doing a podcast, and we have one up that's on our site now, actually. It's an hour-long podcast where I just got a bunch of people in a room, and most of them in the room have had healings with me. And they each kind of told their various healing stories. And the whole podcast was about healing and healing modalities and how we feel about healing. And during that podcast, one lady to my left, her name is Bev, I had no idea what happened in our healing. Because I when I do a healing session, I'm not invested in the healing. Because I think of myself as a doorway for healing. And the healing is theirs. And so if I got invested in everybody's healing, I would be in a bad state of mind. During that podcast, the lady informed me that she was completely cured of breast cancer.
Wow.
And very, very powerful statement. It was pretty amazing to hear her talk about it. She had gone to what she called an alternative practitioner, and they did the numbers, and they're alarmed at the numbers of cancer cells that they were picking up and the tumor in her breast, and it was like the day or so after they discovered the tumor and all that, she came and saw me in London, Ontario, and we did a healing session together, and they could not find any cancer cells in her a week later.
Wow.
None. And the numbers were all changed. Really amazing. Really amazing story.
Wow, that is.
But it's a testament to her faith. You know, she's the one who took the faith,
right?
And really believed.
Right. Well, you know, when we talk about healing, and so often we think about physical healing for physical ailments, but your healing goes beyond that, because oftentimes there's emotional issues that need to be healed, such as grief or someone even forgiving themselves or, you know, maybe somebody who, you know, is having trouble manifesting things in their life or considering themselves worthy of abundance. I mean, you can heal on so many different levels besides the physical, correct?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I'm doing a life coaching session right now with a lady who, she's doing my sixth session life coaching. And on her first session, she told me flat out, she says, I'm not sure I should have spent this money because I'm about to become homeless. And we worked with her on her belief system, on her faith. And the day before she became homeless, a house miraculously appeared into her experience.
Wow.
And she got a house. And slowly but surely, she's been, you know, through the process of working with us, we've been changing her belief system. And she's really, now she's moving into such great directions. It's amazing.
Wow. That is amazing. Well, let's just go over really quick that if someone wanted to get in contact with you, you do also certainly in-person healings, but you also do them over the phone. Is that correct?
I do. I do one session or life coaching sessions of 6 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do a thing called what I call the Achieve MP3 meditation. But what it is basically is someone comes to my site, they fill out a questionnaire, and they, what their goals and what they want to achieve in their life. And then I create a meditation that I actually record for them.
Wow.
And send it to them over the Internet. Via you send it. So they end up with an MP3 that they can put into their iPod or whatever they want in their computer. They can even burn it to a CD if they want. But they end up getting this MP3 that they then can meditate with every night before they go to bed or sometime in the evening. And
sure.
it helps alter their subconscious mind. Well, and my life coaching sessions come with that meditation as part of the package.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also a package where you get one phone session and the Achieve MP3. What's nice about having a phone session and then the MP3 is I get an hour's of working with you before I create your meditation. So it kind of makes it a little bit more of a personal meditation because a little bit more about you. And
sure.
I typically record them right after our session.
Wow. And that would be really nice to have something that really is custom designed for what you need to work on, and then also something that because quite often when you hang up the phone from talking to someone, there's a certain high that you have, and then after a while it sort of wears off. So it'd be nice to be able to, put that MP3 in and listen to it over and over again, almost as though, setting the intention and declaring that's the changes that you want to make in your life. So I think that's really a brilliant idea. I really like that idea.
Well, the idea came from the fact that, scientifically, the human animal is 85% of the time is in their subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're creating a lot from our subconscious mind. So if I can do something that helps, not only in their conscious moment, but in their subconscious moment as well,
sure.
then they're healing faster and their process goes quicker.
Right.
And so
right. And people, it's going back to, and just really quickly, but going back to, that people tend to be self-limiting. And, it's like they set the bar so low, they put all these limitations on themselves. And sometimes it comes from something as simple as a mother saying, life isn't ever going to be easy, you're going to have to work for everything you're ever going to have. And just that sort of a thing of being raised with that sort of mentality, this is creating these limitations around you, and it's kind of breaking those chains and realizing that there's infinite possibilities to creating your life in a way that can be far different from, what you perceived it always has been, and breaking those chains and breaking out of that. So I think this is really brilliant. But once again, John, it seemed like 2 seconds ago we started talking, and now we're at the end of the show. So I just want to take a moment and once again tell everyone that the website is John of Peniel, and that's spelled John of Peniel.com. And so there's a lot of information on there. There's CDs, there's books. You can also take a look at all the various different types of things that John offers for personal empowerment and healing on many, many levels. John, I can't thank you enough for coming back on the show.
Well, it's completely my honor. Thank you so much for having me as well.
Well, you're always welcome back anytime when you get the next book out.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
that's incentive. Thank you.
I want the autographed copy, and then if you're so kind to send me that, I'd be more than happy to put you on the show. I'll even read it, and we'll discuss. We'll have our own little book club. That'll be wonderful, won't it?
That'll be great. That would be great.
Okay,
how's my painting doing?
You're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. I love you. So God bless
you,
honey. Good luck with your work. I know you're out there doing the good stuff. So come back and see us when you get the book done, okay?
I'll see you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, everybody, so thanks so much for joining us, everybody that called in, everybody that was listening. I just want to let you know we got some really fantastic upcoming guests on the show. We have Ghost Adventures Aaron Goodwin on October 4th, Marianne Witkowski from Ghost Whisperer. She'll be on October 18th. Chuck Bergman on the 25th. So we've got some pretty interesting guests lined up. We've got an angel reader next week. So, you know, stick with us. We love having you. So I'm off. Y'all have a wonderful night. And as always, I'm wishing you abundant blessings. So good night, everyone.